Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to be a little bit different. And the thought for today's message is God works in mysterious ways. Now, those of us that have been in church our entire life or been in church any amount of time, we have always heard that phrase, that God works in mysterious ways. Oftentimes throughout our life, that God will work out things in ways that we never imagined, we never anticipated, and that's where faith comes in. Now, the reason today's message is a little different is because it involves an annual trip that myself, my brothers, and my sons take every year for about the past 4 or 5 years. So every year, we take a trip to a different Major League Baseball park. We've been to Cincinnati, St. Louis, Baltimore, Washington, and this past couple of weeks ago, we went to Pittsburgh. And there was something that happened in Pittsburgh that was absolutely amazing. And when it happened, the thought came to me, God works in mysterious ways. On our way up to Pittsburgh, I was in a very frustrated spiritual state and really depressed spiritually, if you know what I mean. And oftentimes we get to the point where we just want to throw up our hands and quit, wonder, why are we doing this? Well, while we're in Pittsburgh, we are walking around Pittsburgh before the Braves-Pirates game, and we're walking around taking in the scenery, and we're walking across one of the bridges that crosses the Allegheny River. And we had crossed several of those bridges, and TV does not do those bridges justice at all. Those bridges are absolutely amazing. Now, there's all kinds of graffiti painted and written on those bridges. Some of it not exactly G-rated, if you know what I mean. But as we're walking across one of those bridges, I just happened to look down. Just nothing really spurred me to look down. I just happened to look down, and I noticed this very well handwritten. It looked like it was handwritten in a Sharpie, and it was a paragraph. And as we're walking across the bridge, I didn't have time to stop because there was people behind me. But I read the very first sentence of that, and it said, "Faith is a concept that's rooted deeper than feelings." And that absolutely blew me away, because the way I was feeling spiritually at the time, I wanted to throw my hands up and quit. I was very frustrated, very, very to the point of, God, where are you? God, what are you doing with me? And I just didn't feel good at all. And I'm the only one in our group that saw that. I don't know who wrote the message. I don't know how many people have seen the message. But I know the timing in which I saw that. When we got to Pittsburgh, I was very spiritually depressed. I left Pittsburgh just because of seeing that message on that bridge. I left Pittsburgh being encouraged. And like I said, I was the only one that saw that message. Out of all the things that was painted and written on those bridges, I just happened to look down and saw that. And it said, again, it said, faith is a concept that's rooted deeper than feelings. Friends, we never know when we're going to get a message from our Lord. We never know. We need to learn to open up our eyes. We need to learn to look around. We don't need to be closed-minded. God will send us an encouraging message if we will just open our eyes. Like I said, I don't know how many people have seen that message, but I know I did, and I was the only one in our group to see it. And like I said, I left Pittsburgh being encouraged. Now, what was written on the bridge? Faith is a concept that's rooted deeper than feelings. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, we know that faith is defined, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In that definition, in Hebrews 11:1, there's nothing about feelings written there. Now, we know when we're saved, we know when the Lord blesses us, we know there's feelings there. Yes, some people weep, some people shout. We know there's feelings there. We know there's emotions there. But that faith is rooted way deeper than any of our feelings, be those feelings good or bad. For the Bible says that the just shall walk by faith and not by sight. Now, Isaiah 55:9 tells us, it says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, if we stop and think about this, we serve a perfect God. We serve a God that is sinless. We serve a God that is from everlasting to everlasting. And yes, and we are cursed with that sin nature. From birth, we were cursed with that sin nature. And glory be to God that His ways are higher than our ways, because God Almighty can see the big picture. You and I cannot see the big picture. His ways are higher than ours. Our ways are flawed. Our ways are cursed by sin. And then He says, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Again, His thoughts are perfect. His thoughts are pure. Our thoughts are cursed by sin. And we have to understand that God's ways are higher than ours. God has a plan for us. God has a message for us. If we will just open our eyes to see it. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Very, very familiar scripture. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Now, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not part of our heart, not most of our heart, but all of our heart. In other words, surrender our entire heart over to Him. Trust Him. Let Him lead us in His paths of righteousness for His name's sake. For friends, you and I, we're cursed with this sin. We tend to want to serve God based on what He has done for us lately. For if all that He's ever done for you in your life is Him suffering and dying and bleeding on that cross, shedding His blood for your sin, He has done enough for you, for we ought to be be able to honor him and praise him just for that work, him living that sinless life, going to the cross, dying, shedding his blood, and on the third day he arose again. And if we, whosoever believeth in him, should not perish, he's done enough to keep us out of a devil's hell. And friends, you and I do not acknowledge that work that he did on the cross for us enough, and we need to be able to acknowledge that work. For a lot of times we take that work for granted, we overlook it, and we think, God, where are you? But we forget the ultimate work that he did for us on that cross. And that work alone is what we should acknowledge him in all our ways and praising him. For if he did not come, to this earth in the likeness of sinful man and die on the cross and be that perfect, unblemished sacrifice of God on the cross of Calvary, you and I would have no hope. We would absolutely have no hope. But then he says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Now, in our journey, the very thing Satan wants us to do is start trying to understand things. And when we start trying to understand things, that's when we become frustrated. That's when we become hard-hearted. We become bitter. For we're not to try to lean on our own understanding, because, like I read, God's ways are higher than our ways. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We're not going to understand it. We have to trust in him by faith with all our heart. And it goes on, and he says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Friends, I believe we all fail right there in that verse. We fail to acknowledge what the Lord has done for us. Again, we try to serve God based on what he has done for us lately. And we forget that ultimate work that he did for me and you on the cross of Calvary. But we need to learn to acknowledge him in all our ways. And it says, and be not wise in thine own eyes. We think we can handle things. We think we can figure things out. Friends, you and I that are born again children of God, we have an enemy in Satan that is way more subtle and clever than you and I. And unless we're leaning and putting all our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually, we won't see the subtlety of Satan. We won't see the snares that he has set for us. For friends, we don't need to be wise in our own eyes. We need to trust in God's word to give us that wisdom that we need to navigate through this dark world. And it says, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, in him directing our paths, God will work in very mysterious ways, in ways that we would have never imagined, things that we would have never anticipated. But see, that's where faith is a concept that's rooted deeper than feelings. There's going to be times we're not going to feel like it. There's going to be times where we're frustrated, where we're irritated, where we really do just want to throw up our hands and quit. But we have to understand that as the Apostle Paul put down, he said, I am persuaded that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. In other words, what Paul was saying, my circumstances might look bleak. My circumstances might look bad. It might look really bad, but that has nothing to do with whether God loves me and whether I'm God's child. Paul began to understand. He understood that in this life, he was going to suffer tribulation, and that will affect our feelings. But our faith is rooted deeper than our feelings. So, friends, I knew this message was going to be a little different, and it's absolutely amazing that this message came from something that was written on a steel bridge in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Isn't that amazing? It truly is. Now, that's today's message. I have ran out of time. I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.